This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to 360 Degrees Round Wasrock. Hi, I'm Warren. Over the next hour, I'll be taking you on a musical journey across eras and genres, playing tracks from the famous and not so famous, and exploring the connections between the artists and their music. Swing, blues, rock, pop, and much, much more. All on 360 Degrees Round Wasrock. Now, let's rock. You miss me? I'm back, and you better believe it, listeners, to 360 Degrees Round Wasrock. Welcome back to the show. Been a bit of a hiatus, but all breaks are quite refreshing. So I've come back to you with renewed vim and vigour after 10 straight years on the air virtually. And we're going to do some catch-up programs with some material that sort of piqued my interest over the last few months. And so we'll kick off with today. Before Imelda May, Rosie Flores, The Cramps, Joan Jett or Susie Quattro pushed open doors or were lauded as rockabilly or rock and roll queens, today's featured artist had dated Elvis already by 1955 and smashed down the doors of the male-dominated Grand Old Opry and American music scene in the subsequent years. Her recording career of 30-plus studio albums, from the groundbreaking self-titled Wanda Jackson in 1958 to her final release recorded, which was Encore, 6 decades later in 2019 and released last year. The diminutive little lady from Oklahoma with the explosive growl has only just called it a day at age 84. Today is the first of two programs featuring material from her last few albums. After recording mainly country or gospel material from the early 1960s until the mid-1980s, when she began performing on the European Rockabilly Revival concert tour circuit. In the 1990s, when the home country of rockabilly rediscovered its roots, Jackson recorded as a guest with Rosie Flores on Rockabilly Philly. Subsequently, on the Alligators' Let's Have a Party in 1995 and the Queen of Rockabilly in 1997. The three albums we'll hear from in this series are 2003's Heart Trouble, which was originally intended as a bluegrass collection, featured eager contributions and collaborations from Rosie Flores, The Cramps, Elvis Costello, and guitar from The Blasters frontman Dave Elvin. We'll also hear from the 2011 number 17 Top Rock album, a White Stripes Jack White produced album of reimagined covers, The Party Ain't Over, and also 2012's Unfinished Business, produced by American singer-songwriter Justin Townes Earl. The penultimate album for Jackson draws on her rockabilly and country roots and features new and covers material. I saw Wanda live in Winter Sun in Oz a few years ago, and man, does she ever rock. So let's hear it from Wanda. We'll start off with the first couple of tracks on the album, Heart Trouble, the title track, and this was a great cover of Paul Kennerly's written fourth single from country singer Martina McBride, and then we shall listen to Cash on the Barrelhead. The second one being a Louvin Brothers 1958 B-side to their single You're Running Wild. It has also been covered by Graham Parsons, and my good mate Steve played some of the Graham Parsons material on the Vinyl Vault yesterday, actually last Wednesday, and that was a great show. Catch it up on podcasts. Wanda covers it in her own inimitable style. But anyway, here's Heart Trouble.
The way you treat me, baby, cheat and tell me lies. Guess I shouldn't care at all, but still I sympathize, 'cause you got heart trouble coming on. Yeah, you got heart trouble coming on. Well, you think that you don't need me, baby, but you're gonna want me when I'm gone. Baby, but I believe you'll fall, 'cause you got heart trouble coming on. Yeah, you got heart trouble coming on. Well, you'll get down on your knees, baby, begging me to come back. You left a trail of lonely tears behind you everywhere. Now you got heart trouble coming on. Yeah, you got heart trouble coming on. Well, you know just how it feels, baby, when you're left. Got in a little trouble at the county seat. Lord, they put me in the jailhouse for loafing on the street. Well, the judge said guilty, he made his point. He said $45 for 30 days in the joint. That'll be cash on the barrelhead, huh? You can take your choice. You're 21, no money down, no credit plan, no time to chase you, 'cause I'm a busy man. Lordy jailer with a six-gun hit. He let me call long distance. She said, number, please. Just as soon as I told her, she shouted back at me, saying, that'll be cash on the barrelhead, hon. No part, not half, but the entire sum. No money down, no credit line, 'cause a little bird tells me you're the traveling kind. Da-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-dee. My thumb. As soon as I was seated, the driver took my arm and said, that'll be cash on the bill head, hon. This old gray dog gets paid to run. When the engine starts, then the wheels will roll. Give me cash on the bill head, I'll take it down the road. Oh, take you down the road.
Great pedal steel on that one. And following that, Funnel of Love, this Charlie McCoy written song was released by Wanda in 1961 originally as her B-side to The Country, Right or Wrong. The song, song's first appearance on the album here is backed by, on the reworked version, by psychobilly innovators The Cramps from New York, highly influenced by Wanda as well. The edgy song, according to Wanda in an interview, was about a woman being with another woman. So The Cramps were a perfect backing group with their edgy stage acts.
Here I go falling down, down, down. My mind is a blank. My head is spinning around and around as I go deep into the funnel of love. It's such a crazy, crazy feeling. I get weak in the knees. My poor old head is a reeling as I go deep into the funnel of love. Bound to get you someday. It's such a crazy, crazy feeling. I get weak funnel of love, deep into the funnel of love.
And that song was so far ahead of its time, I just love it. Don't often hear a 64-year-old woman getting that edgy. Woman in Walk Out the Door, this song written by Hank DeVito and Rosie Flores has Wanda backed with Rosie and Stray Cats slap bass legend Lee Rocker.
Trouble with love and it's the trouble with me. So get yourself together and get over him. Woman, woman, walk out the door. I'm gonna give you some advice you just don't see. A man should love his woman every night, and that's the key. But if he's a downtown a running round with every pretty girl in town, you don't need that kind of misery. Woman, walk out the door. Woman, don't take no more. Your trouble with love and is the trouble with me. So get yourself together and get over him. Woman, woman, walk out the door. Breaking your heart and it's beginning to show. Please tell me, why don't you just let go? Woman, walk out the door. Woman, don't take no more. Your trouble with loving is the trouble with me. So get yourself together and get over him. Woman, woman, walk out the door. Oh, girl, you just keep on walking. Don't look back.
And we'll follow that with Crying Time, the Buck Owens song that earned Ray Charles two Grammy Awards in 1967. This one has a great duet between Wanda and Elvis Costello, so Elvis is back.
Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time.
they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that tears are only rain to make love grow.
Well, my love for you just couldn't grow no stronger if I live to be 100 years old. Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Now you say you found someone that you love better. That's the way it's happened every time before.
And as sure as the sun comes up tomorrow, crying time will start when you walk out the door.
Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. That it won't be long before it's crying time.
I think the Elvis Costello manages to evoke the Ray Charles sort of effect in there. Mean Mean Man's next up, a remake of the 1958 single first released on Rockin' with Wanda.
I love a mean, mean man who lives uptown. When I want him most, he's not around. He's a mean. A date at 8, never on time, he's always late. He's a mean, mean man. Ooh, evil, he's a mean, mean man. He's a mean, mean man, but I love him all I can. Let's go. He's a
Now we go to the opening track from Wanda's 2011 album, her collaboration with Jack White, which resulted in The Party Ain't Over. And I have a real soft spot for this Johnny Kidd and the Pirates 1960 rockabilly classic, especially the great guitar on the 1964 Guess Who version, as well as the inimitable 1973 debut album version from a later First Lady pioneer of rock, Susie Quattro. But on this version, Wanda definitely puts her stamp of authority on Shaken All Over. Shaken All Over. Now we'll go to Rip It Up. Little Richard released this as a single 1956 with Reddy Teddy on the B-side, and Bill Haley did his version the same year. Then John Lennon in 1975 released it as his second track on his rock and roll album of covers. Wanda likewise does it as the second track on The Party Ain't Over.
Ah!
She was having fun on that one. Busted, this 1963 song by Harlan Howard, recorded by Wanda's rockabilly son contemporary Johnny Cash. Here's Wanda's version, and I love both of them.
Oh, my bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, 'cause I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter a pound, but I'm busted. I got a cow that won't drive, and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The county will hold my belongings away, 'cause I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan, 'cause I'm busted. I hate to beg like a dog for a bone, but I'm busted. My brother is sitting there, ain't the thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu, and I was just thinking about calling on you, 'cause I'm busted. A gal can go wrong when she's busted. The food that I canned last summer is gone, and I'm busted. The fields are all bare, and the cotton won't grow. Me and my kids gotta pack up and go, but I'll make a living just where I don't know.
Hope if you're feeling busted, you're feeling a bit better after listening to some of that from Wanda Jackson on 360 Degrees Round Woz Rock. Next up, Rum and Coca-Cola, an energetic cover by Wanda of the 1945 Andrew Sisters 7 million copy selling number one hit. This has Jack White's retro reinvention touch all over it.
They make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make a rhyme. Guarantee you one real good fine time. Drink a rum and Coca-Cola. Go down, boy, cool mama. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, beat it, mom, beat it. Trinidad, they got all the young girls going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drink a rum and Coca-Cola. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
to Mona Zion. Navy girls all dance and smile. Help soldiers celebrate his lead. Make every day like New Year's Eve. Drink a rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Situation is mighty queer. Like Yankee girl, the ladies swoon when she hear der bingle croon. Drink a rum and coca. Sun and cool off. Drink it rum and coca cola. Go down Point Kumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Rum and
next up is Thunder on the Mountain, originally released on Bob Dylan's 2006 Modern Times album. Wanda owns this with great lead guitar by Jack White. He's actually just put a new album out, which apparently is getting good reviews, and is quite an interesting one from him. Jack White, who is a friend of Dylan's, wanted, as Bob Dylan did, for Wanda Jackson to do a Dylan song, and Thunder on the Mountain was the one chosen by Dylan for her.
Fires on the moon, erupt up in the alley. tornadoes in Oklahoma, scrambling to get out of town. Looks like a bundle of love, better roll your windows down.
Some more from The Party Ain't Over on the next edition of the Wanda Jackson two-part special. I'm Tore Down. This is from Wanda Jackson's 2012 penultimate studio album, Unfinished Business. It was a more back-to-basics affair produced by Justin Townes Earl. And I'm Tore Down. The opening track is a great cover of the 1961 Freddie King blues song, covered also in 1994 by Eric Clapton.
To the river to jump in. My baby showed up and said, I'll tell you when. I'm tore down, almost level with the ground. Well, I feel like this when my baby ain't around. I love you, babe, with all my heart and soul. Love like mine will never grow old. Love you in the morning and in the evening too. Every time you leave me, I get mad with you. And I'm tore down, almost level with the ground. But I feel like this when my baby can't be found. Baby, with all my might, love like mine is out of sight. I'll lie for you if you want me to. I really don't believe that your love is true. And I'm tore down, almost level with the ground. But I feel like this when my baby can't be found.
Finish hopefully with a couple. The Graveyard Shift, taken from Steve Earle's 1998 bluegrass Grammy nominated album The Mountain. Wanda does a nice job of this, and we'll go out with Am I Even a Memory, collaboration written by Wanda Jackson and Townes Van Earle. Until next time, rock on and take care.
I'm at the Graveyard Shift, stay up all night long. I work the graveyard shift, stay up all night long. Wake up someday, find your good man gone. If you don't treat your baby right, hey, if you don't treat your baby right, come see me some lonely night. But when the sun goes down, moon is gone, that's when I come around. Don't you think I won't, on the graveyard shift, stay up all night long. Wake up someday and find your good man gone. Like a dream, I drive a Cadillac, rides just like a dream. All them guys, they wanna ride with me, 'cause I got what all them fellas want. Yeah, I got what all them fellas want. I never say I. But when I really don't, but when the sun goes down, moon is gone, that's when I come around. And don't you think I won't, on the graveyard shift, stay up all night long. Wake up someday, find your good man gone. Wake up someday, find your good man gone. Just by chance we did meet again, and it carried me back to when
but you turned and passed me by, like you saw me through strangers' eyes. Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory?
Something happened somewhere in time. Now you're no longer mine. What became of the love we shared? Happiness and the way we cared. Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten? Even a memory.
Not an hour of a day passed by when memories don't make me cry. What became of the love we shared? Happiness and the way we cared. Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory? Am I even a memory? Darling, have you forgotten me? In the night, in the dreams you see, am I even a memory?
Welcome to 360 Degrees Round Wozrock. Hi, I'm Warren. Over the next hour, I'll be taking you on a musical journey across eras and genres, playing tracks from the famous and not so famous, and exploring the connections between the artists and their music. Swing, blues, rock, pop, and much, much more. All on 360 Degrees Round Wozrock. Now, let's rock.
You're listening to 360 Degrees Round Wozrock with Warren Voigt. A musical journey through the history of rock. Podcasts of the show can be found at oar.org.nz and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.